you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, February 6th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. We're expecting an announcement today from the Turkish consulate in Los Angeles about how people can send aid to the region in Turkey that has been devastated by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. In a statement, the consulate says, "We are deeply saddened by the loss of lives and destruction caused by the earthquakes. More than 1,500 people have been killed and hundreds more are believed to be trapped in the rubble of the hundreds of buildings that collapsed." As the Monterey Park community continues to mourn from the shooting that took 11 lives, they are turning to different spaces to heal. One of them is directly outside the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, where floral altars have been constructed for each of the victims who died there. David Maldonado created the memorial with his partner, Noah Reich. He says they made it an interactive memorial by setting up tables with items to leave at the altar, such as flowers, incense, and pens and paper for notes.
The tables that we set up become these moments for the community to not only share and express the pain, the anger, the loss that they are experiencing, but it also provides them a way to check in with their neighbors.
He says the memorial has grown nearly five times in size since they set it up just days after the shooting. It's a cold start to the week with snow showers this morning along the Kern County line. A winter weather advisory is in place through 10 o'clock this morning for Los Angeles and Ventura County mountain communities. The National Weather Service was expecting at least an inch of snow along Interstate 5 through the Tejon Pass. Meteorologist Rich Thompson says drivers in the area need to be extra cautious.
So with that snowfall and also some gusty north winds, could be some pretty dicey winter weather conditions up there along the Grapevine.
As for the rest of the week, it should stay dry until more possible light rain this weekend. In Long Beach, city officials have announced that a second winter shelter for unhoused residents will open at the Silverado Gym in 3 weeks. The new shelter will have 84 beds available. Kelly Colopy directs Long Beach's Department of Health and Human Services and says people can sign up through the multi-service center or the mobile access center, where a shuttle will take them to the shelter.
The Silverado shelter is not open for walk-up. So you do have to register in one of those two places or, you know, working with one of our outreach workers to be able to gain access.
The city will also provide referrals for long-term housing programs, and pets are welcome. The shelter will remain open until May. As many as 3 million low-income Californians are at risk of losing their Medi-Cal coverage as pandemic-era protections expire this year. Stephanie O'Neill reports for Kaiser Health News.
Early in the pandemic, the federal government agreed to send states billions in extra Medicaid funding on the condition they keep members automatically enrolled. That extra money and enrollment protection will be phased out beginning in April, leaving about 20% of enrollees in Medi-Cal, California's Medicaid program, at risk of losing coverage. State officials say that's likely to happen because they no longer qualify or they didn't realize they have to re-enroll in the program to keep their coverage. This month, California is launching a $25 million outreach campaign in 19 languages to inform Medi-Cal recipients they have to apply this year to renew their coverage. The state will provide assistance to help people navigate the Medi-Cal application process. If their income is too high to qualify, they'll be guided to other plans, including subsidized private insurance through Covered California, the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
Harry Styles' first reaction after winning the big award at the Grammys last night was an expletive. Styles won Album of the Year for Harry's House. He told reporters backstage, he just goes in the studio and makes the kind of music he wants. He says winning Album of the Year tells him he's doing it right. Also at the LA ceremony, Beyonce won 4 more Grammys, making her the artist with the most wins ever. She broke the record held by the late conductor George Solti. Earlier in the weekend, several thousand people gathered at the Greek Theater in Griffith Park to celebrate the life of LA's most beloved mountain lion, P-22. LAist's Aaron Stone takes you there.
Rachel Rosenman of Glendale clutched a stuffed animal of P-22 to her chest, choking up as she spoke about how much the mountain lion meant to her.
Just so happy to be here to honor him, and I'm going to cry, and just celebrate him, and just the joy and education he brought.
She says his legacy will live on in the Wallace-Annenberg Wildlife Crossing, which is set to be completed over the 101 freeway in 2025. Babetta Gonzalez of Temple City wore a custom whimsical P-22 mask. She says we can do better at living with wildlife.
We have to remember that we are in their neighborhood and we need to respect their environment.
Just last month, a four-year-old mountain lion, P-81, was killed by a car. At least 9 have been killed by vehicles since last March. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
In the forecast, you'll see sunny skies and high temperatures getting into the mid to upper 60s with gusty winds continuing below the passes and in the valleys. The Antelope Valley will see highs in the 50s and low desert communities will be in the low 70s. Temperatures will warm as the week goes on. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.